Welcome to the Profit Producers Podcast, where we don't just talk business, we discuss the journey of being an entrepreneur. We're here to bring you strategy, tactics, and tools that you can use to succeed in business. Now here's your host, your virtual COO, Dakeisha Williams.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, everybody? It is your Profit Producers host, Dakeisha Williams, webinar strategist, with our special guest today, Gwen Calhoun. But before we get started, please make sure that wherever you are tuning in to the podcast, make sure that you subscribe. We are on, I believe, Spotify. We're on, I still call them Apple Podcasts, but y'all call it whatever you want, podcasts, whatever that app is. So make sure you follow us there. We're streaming on multiple platforms as well, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook. So if you're seeing this podcast episode, make sure you comment below. Let us know where you are tuning in from. Hit the subscribe and or the follow button. Just a couple of updates right now. Well, number one, if you want to create consistent leads and revenue in your business, there's a link below. I got to fit in this little box, y'all. There's a link below that says createconsistentleads.com. So make sure that you opt in for my free gift. It is a mini webinar that talks about the three main things that you need to have to build a successful business. I'm trying to think. We got the mastermind, our 10K mastermind. We have open enrollment for that as well. So we'll make sure that we put an application link for you to apply for our 10K mastermind. Where? Our clients are looking to achieve their first 10K or multiple or monthly recurring revenue of 10K. So I'm excited because we got clients that hit 8,000. We have clients that are at 6,000 and they are pushing towards their 10K. We had clients that hit 20,000. So it's all an exciting journey. All right. So enough about me, enough about Visions Consulting, Dakeisha, the webinar queen. Y'all know me. This is what you get when you tune in with me. So what's up, Gwen? Gwen is one of our clients. How are you?
I love it.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Well, Dakeisha.
I am getting ready to go on a hiatus for the month. So I am probably a little bit delusional as we speak right now. Yep. Haven't packed. Have class tonight as well. And but I'm excited to be here to have this conversation with you. I think it's a very important conversation. It's the conversation no one wants to have, where we talk about, you know, getting your finances in order and what does it really look like to prepare for unforeseen circumstances, right? It happens all of the time. It happens all the time. It comes from out of nowhere. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say this and, you know, I'm going to stand on it. The kids say I stand on business. That's the new thing now, right? Don't judge me. Don't y'all judge me either. We're going to stand on business today, Ms. Gwen.
Yes, we are. Yes, right? We are. We're going to talk for real.
Okay, we're going to stand on business. That's so funny to me. But people will pay for a Netflix subscription. People will pay for Apple Music subscription, but they will not pay to invest in if something happens in their life, whether it be insurance, whether it be life insurance, car insurance, retirement, like, you know, things of that. So one of the things that I always like to do is I like to go back to the beginning and I like to say, you know, what is it about what you do now? Like, what was that aha moment that made you feel like this is something that I really want to pursue, you know, from a business perspective?
Helping people and trying to get them to understand how important it is for them to protect themselves. And I'd like to help people. I really do. I always have liked helping people. But my aha moment was myself. You know, when I was in trouble, so to speak. And I was like going through my finances and I thought everything was all together and it wasn't. And that was my aha moment that, you know, because so many people lack financial literacy and I didn't consider myself as lacking financial literacy, but because I know that there's people out there that do it was like, these are things that had I had in place, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And the reason I didn't have them in place is because I wasn't financially literate. I depended on other people to do what it was that I should have been doing. And I realized people don't have a lot of time on their hands because it takes time. You have to have time to educate yourself and all that. But if you're going to trust somebody with your finances, you need to do your due diligence. So you need to do your homework to make sure that they are in it for helping you. Because a lot of people just, you know, they're in it like to help themselves, but they need to be in it to make sure you're going to be okay.
Right. Absolutely. So what do you have going on in your world right now that you are, what are you excited about? What are you expecting to happen, or what are you expecting to see in your business over the next couple of months?
I'm excited because I'm going to build my own agency. That's what I'm working on right now, building my own agency. Okay. Yes. Educating people and getting them working with me, becoming my partner. And then we're going to go out and we're going to arm people with some education to show them how easy it is and how it really does not cost that much.
Let me ask you,
you're going to be, you know, if something happens to you, you're going to be okay.
Okay. I love that. So tell us what do you do? Like, tell us a little bit about your agency that you're building. What is your area of expertise?
My area of expertise is financial education. So when I say financial education, it is, yes, talking to people about life insurance, talking to people about protecting their income using life insurance, talking to people about their retirement, sure that they do not run out of money once they retire. It's a big segment, like 58% of people who run out of money once they retire. And nobody, that's the last thing that you want to do is be 70, 80 years old and you don't have the money or to take care of yourself. And now you become a burden to your loved ones. The other thing that I am trying to work on is also teaching people about, like, you know, so many people say, well, I have a 401k, that's good. But do you know how your 401k works? Mm-hmm. So having a product and knowing how that product works is different things.
So let's move into the space for entrepreneurs, because our audience here at the Profit Producers Podcast are 95% entrepreneurs. So let's talk about how can entrepreneurs protect themselves in their business with some of the strategies that you teach?
Well, entrepreneur myself, anybody that's an entrepreneur knows that if you miss a day of work or a day of business, it's not like you have a backup. It's not like a working for a company and you can take a day off and still get paid. You don't produce, you don't get paid.
Come on.
So one of the things I show businesses is a lot of businesses can, through their own business, finance an insurance that protects their income, that protects something happens to them. Should they get sick? Should they get hurt? That they can have money coming in until they can get back up on their feet. So if you happen to have to step outside of your business for 6 months because you're sick and you can't do your job, there are products out there that you can purchase through your business where your business can pay for them and you can now protect your income so that you don't go under. Lose your business.
So if someone currently has a policy, can they maybe have a conversation with you and talk about how to convert that policy into something that's more suitable, that will be able to prepare them for something if certain, you know, unforeseen circumstances happen in their life or in their business?
Yes, we do. We do insurance all the time. Now it depends on the product. So a lot of term life, we can't convert a lot of those.
Okay.
Because term means that it's a term. You pay for a certain term of time, and then at the end of that term, it's done, it's over with. And you've put all that money into it and then have to start over again. But a lot of them, some companies will let you bump it up. So for instance, if you have just a term life, you could go from now a term and add the rider living benefits, which would be the part that would help protect your income. So it depends on the company. Depends on the type of insurance. So I would have to sit down with you and look at what do you have
I love it. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I love to talk about, again, speaking from for our entrepreneur, you know, viewers, one of the things that, you know, we've had conversations about in the past was, you know, a lot of people don't know that their policy can become a line item on their taxes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that a little bit. Like, not necessarily how you do it, but walk me through, why is it possible? Why is it possible that entrepreneurs can actually put their insurance policies, mm-hmm. you know, as a line item?
Because the way that the policy can be written, it can be written as a retirement. Mm-hmm. It can provide for your business, for you, as a retirement account. It can provide a capital fund account. So depending upon how the way the policy is written, and mm-hmm. you're paying for that. So basically, you're creating a capital fund for yourself. You're creating a retirement for yourself. Just like with any company, a retirement, it could be tax deductible. So mm-hmm. now you have created a tax deduction for yourself. If you have surplus income at the end of the year, like this is the fourth quarter, and you find that you have a surplus, instead of buying a product that you really don't need, if you can help yourself, it mm-hmm. would be much better to take that surplus and invest it into a retirement account and through your insurance. And that way you can write it off as a tax write-off.
Now, does the business own the policy?
Mm-hmm. The business owns the policy. Yes. And then what we all further, what we further do is we create a will and a trust. Mm-hmm. So now the business, the trust is in the business. And so when anything happens to you, the trust protects the business also. And so when you go, if anything, you pass away or whatever, now you don't have to worry about your business being probated in court. You'll have to worry about all that stuff because it's taken care of under your will and your trust. But yes, you have a line item in your business that pays for that.
And then the last thing that I want to talk about before we go into more about you from a personal standpoint, because I look at my podcast is all it's informative, right? Mm-hmm. Because we want them to be able to reach out and implement immediately in their business. But at the same time, we want them to feel like they're sitting on a couch beside us. Right.
Right.
So we want them to know about Gwen. All right. So the last thing that I want to talk about, everybody knows that you can hire your children, right? You can hire your children. You can put your children on your payroll, right? We all know about that. You can pay them up to a certain amount and write it off. But what people miss, the piece is they miss that not only if they are employees, you can take a policy out on them and write that off as well.
Exactly. Just like a company does, you go work for a company and they take a policy out on you. You're an employee for that company. It's the same thing if you hire your child, and you can pay that child up to like $12,000 a year, and they don't even have to pay taxes on that money. And yes, you can write the policy. So your business can also pay for your child's policy.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the fun part for me, and I'm going to hopefully you haven't cheated.
I haven't.
I don't know. I think you might have cheated.
I haven't cheated.
All right. So I always like to say, like, what's one thing that most people don't know about you?
I'm an introvert. I really am. This is out the box for me a lot. I enjoy my own company a lot. But being in business, it's hard being an introvert and being in business at the same time. So I've had to step out the box a lot. And that's about it. I like to, you know, when my family and I'm around family and friends, they would be like, you're not introverted. But yeah, really, I am.
Only when that camera comes on and do you become an introvert. That's the only time. I promise y'all, she's only an introvert when the camera's on. If we turn the camera off and hit the if we turn this recording off, you know, she'd be a total extrovert. Okay. So another thing I love is what's the most recent book that you're reading?
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And the other one, I was reading them simultaneously. simultaneously, which is not a good idea because you put one down, the other one. The other one is life. What is it? Money, life, wealth, and life insurance. Money, wealth, life. By Robinson, Jack Robinson, I think his name is. Jake Thompson, sorry. Jake Thompson. Money, wealth, and life insurance. That's a very good one. It explains a lot of how you can use your life insurance policy to become your own bank.
Oh, I like that. I like that one. We'll make sure that we put the titles in our podcast notes. All right, what else do we have? When was your last webinar and what were your results?
Yesterday at 7 o'clock p.m. It wasn't a webinar. So what I've been doing, although Miss Webinar Queen, but I have been doing not non-organic. How about that? Non-organic. So because I'm pushing to go, to start my own company, to start my own agency, I'm trying to get as many people on as I can to own, not only be clients, because I want clients too, but to be partners to help me educate people in this financial literacy. So I've been doing presentations 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. daily until the end of the year. And what that is people just come on the Zoom link. I give them a Zoom link and they come on and I just sit there and I do tell them about the business, what it is I do, how it I do, and how they could be a part of it.
Okay.
So it's not the traditional webinar, but it's.
But you're giving your signature presentation.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about this year is moving. I'm going to say moving away from the word webinar. Because at the end of the day, I made a post the other day, a webinar is more of a conversation. That's really what it is. A webinar is a conversation. It's not so much a presentation, but a conversation. And that's what you're doing. You're having conversations, one to many versus one to one. And you're giving them the opportunity to listen to your conversation or engage in a conversation about a solution that you have for them, whatever that solution may be. Some of us have a solution that is a mastermind, a boot camp, a live event. Your solution is an opportunity to become a partner, right? It's the same thing. It's the same concept. And one of the things that I'm realizing is that webinar is nothing but information presented over the web.
Okay.
That's all it is. So sometimes we get so caught up in like the traditional 60-minute, 90-minute webinar. So you know me, I always tell you guys, if you guys can do your signature presentation multiple times a week, go for it. Y'all know I fuss about, you know, one particular platform in particular.
I know.
But we're not going to go there today. All right. So I ain't going to say nothing about them until they start sponsoring my my podcast.
There you go.
Because I know who will sponsor my podcast. So let us know, what can we expect to hear from you or see from you in the next 6 months? And then how can our listeners get in contact with you?
So you can expect to see more social media. I'm going to start creating more social media and you could start seeing me on social media. Also, you can get in contact with me at www.corefinliteracy.com / Gwen-Calhoun. It's a website. You can dial me at 814-673-0499, Gwen Calhoun, and let's us have a conversation. And I will show and talk to you about what it is you need to do. And either, you know, if you just want to be a client and you want to know some of the protections that's out there for you that you need, I'd be glad to have that conversation with you. It's my goal to make sure that at least have their income protected. If you don't do anything else, I think it's just so important. Even if you work, you know, for a company, yeah, they may have an insurance policy on you, but their policy does not cover what you need it to cover. And if you walk away from that job, you have nothing. So I think everybody, if you can protect your phone, your car, you know, your house, you can't do any of those things without income. So if you don't have income, you can't pay you can't pay your mortgage. You can't pay any of those things. So that's my crusade, is to make sure everybody at least have their income protected.
I love it. I love it. Well, Gwen, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Profit Producers Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate all of you guys tuning in. Again, my name is Dakeisha Williams, your webinar and business strategist. I'm going to go ahead and close out this episode. Be passionate, be purposeful, but more importantly, be profitable. I'll see you guys next.